This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
I'm here with Young Guns at Leeds Festival. How are you guys doing today?
Very well, thank you.
I just watched your set a few hours ago. It was really good stuff. Played a few new songs. How did it go for you guys?
It was really good. It's been quite a while since we played stage anything like this. And it's been a couple of years since we played Reading and Leeds. So it was a really good experience.
You've been away for a while, so coming back to like one of the biggest and best festivals in the world.
It's pretty cool, actually. And just seeing people out there singing our old songs and then having that reception for the new stuff that we played today was a blast. So it's very encouraging.
I have to say, you've sort of been away for a long time. I assume you went off to America touring around the States. How was that?
It was great. The whole Bones campaign was basically as good as it can be, really. It was awesome for us. But what it basically allowed us to do, we got a US deal on the back of Bones, but it was at the end of the album cycle in the UK. And so basically where we'd normally stop to write and to record, we basically went out to the States, which was always our dream, and it finally came true, and we managed to sign a good deal and then tour the States solidly for about a year and a half. And then we that kind of wrapped up last year at some point, and then...
Yeah, but it kind of meant that, we couldn't start writing straight away, so we're kind of essentially toured at Bones for nearly 2.5 years, 3 years.
Two cycles, basically.
But it's nice to finally have the time off to write the new album and actually finish it, and it feels really good right now. So
we're in a good headspace. Like you said, it's very hard to think about festivals and touring and playing live when you're recording. You're very much in the headspace of what you're doing at the time, and we only finished the album just over a week ago. So it was from the Sunday to the Monday, it's suddenly everything's right now. We had a new guy we're now working, he's doing session for us, and like I said, learning new songs and remembering how to play old ones. It's been really exciting. So you almost feel like a real band again, when you get on the stage and play in front of people.
But also, we have been away for a while, but this time's just basically allowed us to kind of revisit old ideas and basically manage to try and perfect the songs as best we can, really, with the time. So we've been away for a little while, but we're glad to be back in the hopefully better prepared.
Do you feel a bit more nervous coming out to a Leeds crowd, feeling like you haven't been there for a very long time?
Just absolutely kind of the opposite, because we're more confident, because now we've stepped up a lot of things, like our in-ear rig. We've kind of having someone else on board with us, and we've got a really good crew and team behind us. So there's with festivals, it can be very difficult as a band when you don't have sound checks and you quickly go on and you worry things won't work, and that's usually where most of the nerves come from. You're worried about things breaking and stuff, and I guess we've always had the same amount of confidence that...
We are human at the end of the day, and I think it's natural to have a little bit of nerves, otherwise it wouldn't be exciting. So, Ben said, we're certainly not so... It's not about nerves, about, making sure, our equipment works, because now, we've got a better team behind us, which is cool this year. It's a little bit of nerves, but, mostly just pure excitement and getting ready to get out there.
You see the crowd. Yeah. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. But it's great, it's cool.
So I Want Out, your new single, which I've been listening to you quite a while. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, so your first material for, I'm guessing, 2.5 years since Bones. Yeah, how does that? You were saying you're only human. Is that kind of quite scary to think? God, we haven't released stuff for a long time.
Yeah, it is, man. It was really nerve wracking, putting it out. And we had written that song maybe a year ago now. So that was we wanted to get that out straight away after we wrote it. And as soon as we went into the studio, that was the first port of call, because we knew what we wanted to do with that song. We were let's just record it, get it done, get it out before we even finish recording the rest of the album. So we did that, and I was totally nervous. I didn't know if anyone was still going to give a shit about our band, or if anyone was even going to like it, but the response was overwhelming, man. We were just got a bit emotional, actually. I was really pleased that people were into it again.
Well, it was on Radio 1, wasn't it, when Zane played it? It was the hottest record of in the world, one of these things that he does, and he is giving this. Zane's amazing anyway, with the way he presents things, but he really made it sound quite epic, this huge journey of being away for so long, and then having Bones, and then going over to America, then coming back with the song. And it sounded great, But no, it was awesome. Obviously, yeah, we didn't know what to expect. You know, we believed that, you know, we've written a really good song, and you know, we love it, which is obviously the main, most important thing. But it was great when it got played, and we got all the response from Twitter and all the social media sites, and there's nothing like, you know, the vast majority of it was like all positive. So it's a good feeling. You know?